This is on Müller Records from Germany. Kerner and Treplech, the artists. The EP is called Milnor Modern, and that was Circulation. And an email here from Andrew Souter, Wolverhampton. It says, I was absent-mindedly flicking through the food supplement of The Observer on Sunday when I came across an article, John Peel, My Favourite Table. Having no interest in pub lunches whatsoever, the article was hardly my kind of thing, although you did say something along the lines of, I like loads of different music, but I'm really into happy hardcore, which is just one of those things that you say in the course of like a long interview, and it turns out to be the only thing that they say. So the implication is that that's all that you really care about. But there are two excellent pubs to go and, I mean, just ordinary pubs really, but nice places to go and eat, about a mile apart and about 3 or 4 miles away from where we live. And I wanted to mention them both, but one of them got mentioned in the local paper and then the other got mentioned in the Observer, and I was trying to establish a balance between the two, but it didn't come off, unfortunately. So probably end up with neither of them speaking to me or being prepared to serve me food either, which would be a crisis. Anyway, so Andrew says, maybe I'm just too young to know, but what the hell is happy hardcore? Well, you don't really get it these days, but I don't think, anyway, because I'm never quite sure where these categories begin and end, but perhaps it's the same thing that The Wire, in their review of Sonar, said was trash. What do they call it? Trash techno or something. Trash techno sounds even better than happy hardcore, I must admit. So try and find some trash techno, Andrew, and you'll probably find that that's the right thing. And he says, another thing, I in my short but sweet life, he's 14, never heard a good drum solo. Perhaps you, with your infinite wisdom, improbably large record collection and cool beard, might again direct me to a decent drum solo. Cheeky for a 14-year-old, isn't he, really? There are at least two that I can think of, and I've played one of them fairly frequently. It's Duke Ellington's orchestra and a tune called Skin Deep with Louis Belson at the drums. And then there's a track which, amazingly, we were talking about earlier on this evening, which is by Sandy Nelson and called Civilization, in which he traces the history of, well, of civilization on the drums, which is quite a tour de force. And if I remember, I'll put that in sometime next week, but this week I haven't got time to do it because I've already worked the programmes out and it's such a mess if you change things. Right, to Barcelona. That's Aina, A-I-N-A, on B-Core Records from Barcelona. Ice is the title of the track. And didn't Arm Chom Eric say that they were going to be coming to this country later in the year or something?
December.
OK, fair enough. And by an extraordinary coincidence, and this is absolutely true, the next email on the pile is about Barcelona. It's from Stephen Kendall, who's going there, and they hope to spend at least one day in Barcelona. And are they going to be... he wants to know about record shops. And all I can remember is, because quite clearly I can remember the names of the shops or indeed of the street that they're in. But, Stephen, if you're walking up, there's a main street which is called something like Los Ramblas or something. It's fantastically famous, and everybody makes a beeline for it. And if you're walking up from the kind of water side, the water end of it, up to the top, near the top, on the left, there's a little kind of alleyway, which is, I mean, obviously there are lots of them, but there's one that's near the top that's full of record shops, isn't it? Lots and lots and lots of record shops. And if you walk right down to the end of that, and then turn left... Right, there's a street that runs across it, isn't there? And there's a kind of windy street that goes across it about halfway along. But at the far end of it, I hope you're taking all of this down. He's probably not even listening. He's probably switched off the radio and gone to bed. But when you get to the end of it, you turn left, and then on the left-hand side there, there is a really good record shop, but none of us can remember what on earth it's called, but well worth tracking down. But just remember that little alleyway off to the left of Los Ramblas, near the top of it. Right, my goodness me. Oh, Calypso King and Soul Investigators. Sorry. Getting a bit confused here. Calypso King and Soul Investigators. I couldn't read my own typing here for once, and I couldn't see whether it was Instigators or Investigators, but Investigators it was. That's on Soul Fire Records, one of those 7-inch single limited editions and so forth, but I played it to you from an LP on which the first few are brought together, called Grazing in the Trash, and that was Damper Down Popcorn, something which I would always commend to you. An email here from Nicola, a.k.a. The Humanity. There's a great deal of this that I don't understand, but I'll read it to you anyway. She says, I'm from Quebec City, Canada, and I'm listening to your show online right now. I'm currently listening to the show right now. He just said that, Nicola. Thank you for airing tracks by Camera Obscura. We're loving this. I'm writing on behalf of myself, a friend of Gavin Dunbar, the bass player with Camera Obscura, as well as on behalf of all of his friends at Sinister, a Bell and Sebastian community online. Please say something about this email on the air. I've done more than say something about it. I've written the whole damn thing. And one here from Stuart Murdoch, and he says, I can test your suspicion that first-time session bands do get together to listen. I'm with Glasgow's finest, Camera Obscura, just now, and they all cheered as you pondered and then poured themselves more champagne. John from the group wonders whether this means whether he'll have to go back to work tomorrow or whether this means that he'll never have to work again. I should give it a couple more weeks about you, John, just to be on the safe side. You can never be too careful, I always say. From Camera Obscura, this is Anti-Western.
Even though they dress like fucking idiots. But when I see some pinhead on rollerblades, it really gives me the urge to grease the front of my car with them.
Keep your eyes peeled.
there was a fantastically good reason why I selected that track for tonight's programme, but I've completely forgotten what it was. But, I mean, you know, being good is should be enough, I think. Creedence Clearwater Revival from their LP Green River from millions of years ago, and that was Sinister Purpose. And before that, Camera Obscura and Anti-Western, one more from there before the end of the programme, but really a most enjoyable session this has been so far. And I let it get too quiet before I started the kind of little linking bit. You know, it wasn't one of the great segues, so I apologise for that. Where are we now? This is, well, this is something that Luke Vibert, who's in tomorrow night's programme in his capacity as Wagon Christ in session, and this is from an LP called Nuggets on Low Records. It's a double LP if you get it on vinyl on Low Records. Nuggets, Luke Vibert's selection, it says, and it's taken from what was called catalogue music, I think, things that you'd get. I can't, you know what catalogue music is, I can't be bothered to explain it really, just play the stuff. This is Intimations. Segue there, and I forgot which records I was playing. Marianne Hobbs walked in, she has that effect on us all. That was by Midas Touch, and it's called Intimations, and it's on Low Records, from an LP, Nuggets, Luke Vibert selection. And can we, people will want to know what library music, not library, what did I say it was called before?
Yeah.
Catalogue music. But it was stuff that you could buy records of things to play in the background during radio programmes or any kind of recording thing, so that, you know, when there was a car chase going on, you could find appropriate car chase music and stuff. You probably know all of this, you don't need me to tell you. Anyway, the record that I was going to segue so cleverly in behind that was this.
Thank you.
Another most entertaining record, this one from the Soft Pink Truth on Sounds Like Records, and that's called Soft on Crime. And thanks to Simon Harvey for his email about Lonnie, a convert. What have you got in your programme tonight, Marianne?
Well, we're actually going to be giving away a couple of tickets to the Kerrang Awards.
I should tell you, by the way, that Marianne is in Leicester. She's just got a very loud voice.
I know you enjoyed the Kerrang Awards enormously.
They're fantastic, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a brilliant event because it's so anti-establishment. You know, people, the winners, get up on stage and bawl and scream about
their reputation. Behave like dickheads, really, most of them. But that's,
yeah, but by comparison to the Brits, it's pretty punk.
Pretty radical. Okay, fair enough. So go on, tell us about it then.
Yeah, well, it's just taking place this year. It'll be the Tuesday after Reading and Leeds Festival, actually, which I can't remember the date, but it's kind of later on in August anyway. Yeah. And we've got a...
Just before my birthday, is it? Before my birthday?
Just after my birthday.
Right. And we've got
August
a couple
the 30th.
Of sort of I bet they might.
Just don't forget.
Do you want another watering can? Yeah, anyway, it's a star-studded event, and I do feel a bit like sort of Willy Wonka tonight, you know what I mean? I've got a golden ticket to give out, so I'm quite happy.
Right, okay. Have we been invited, Nate?
Probably.
probably isn't good enough, is it? Let's be honest. If we don't get any tickets, I'll be crying. And hey, that's the title of this track. I think I made a mistake here. Anyway, never mind. That's from the Von Bondies, Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, the LP Lack of Communication, and that was called Crying. And an email here from, and we've never known how to pronounce this, whether it's Marcello or Marcello, but Marcello or Marcello Peter Miranda from the School of Chemistry, University of Leeds, says, a friend in Brazil promised to start a carnival out of season in the streets of Rio if I can find the first two Medicine Head albums, New Bottles, Old Medicine and Heavy on the Drum, both on Dandelion Records, on vinyl. Now, I don't think you can, to be honest. I think they're very, I mean, they didn't sell at all, to be perfectly honest. I wish they had done. I wouldn't be here now. I should be probably somewhere exciting with Chris Evans and Chris Tarrant and lots of other people called Chris. But he says, do you have any idea where I could find those in the UK? They are available on CD, but I can tell from what you're saying here that you want them on vinyl, because you say, can you find them on vinyl, which is a bit of a clue. The short answer has to be no, I'm afraid, Marcello or Marcello. So I'm afraid the two-person carnival in the streets of old Brazil, off. This is Little Buck and the Top Cats.
We'll be right back. cheap stick.
Don't make me laugh, Bowers. You still got that moon in your eyes from the summer resort.
Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You sure you told her Boulevard Inn?
That's the name of this joint, ain't it? Boulevard Inn? That's what I told her.
Look, Bowers, it's risky enough coming to this joint, much less waiting around for an hour. Where is this thing?
Something could have happened. If Peggy don't show up in 5 minutes, I'm going to phone her.
Partial to that, and I should like to hear more records actually by Nora O'Connor. We just looked her up on the web, is that what I say? That'll do. Okay, and there seems to be something in there. That track, by the way, is on Bloodshot Records from the compilation Down to the Promised Land, and looks like I'm up Shit Creek again is the title of it. It's a song written by Tom Waits. Didn't know he had it in him, to be honest. And all he managed to find is something about starched nipples. That's right, you've got to be sure. This is again another one of those inappropriate use of BBC computer things coming our way, I think. This is from Blue Gandhi, the Toast of Bury St. Edmunds, and from their EP Gandhi Goes to Hollywood, Good Time. from Bury St Edmunds, that's Blue Gandhi in Good Time. These are the Stormtroopers.
Reincarnation. That sounds pretty good.
Reincarnation.
Well, I tell you what, I hope the camera wasn't on just then, because about a minute ago, I got this incredible cramp in my left leg and have to leap up shrieking and hop around the studio. But the show must go on. It's a 12-inch on Dread Records by Stormtroopers, Reincarnation. And over the last couple of weeks, as I've been driving into town, I've been listening to tracks from an LP from Estrus Records, a sampler called 100% Apeshit Rock Sampler Volume 2. And it's been kind of okay, you know. There's been nothing on there to really displease me in any way, but then at the same time, nothing that really made me immensely happy. Until I got to track 19. Jimmy Reed Rhythm does it to me every time. The Soledad Brothers and Give Me Back My Wig, and that's on that Estrus sampler. And that could have been produced by Jack White again. His name seems to come up all the time, because he did say he was producing this stuff. And there is an LP, because you've seen it in the record shop in Oxford Street. But when I get down there tomorrow morning, if they've all gone, boy, is there going to be trouble, because I really want to hear that LP. Right, Camera Obscura, a magnificent debut session. This is the last of it, Before You Cry.
No style. Said I loved you for a little while. When you cried, no high speed. turns to shine. Got no more room for love. I hope you hear me. Can't stand you next to me. Get lost, goodbye. I'll smile before you.
Should try and get them in again before the end of the year. That's Camera Obscura, their debut session for us, the last of it, and that was called Before You Cry. And here's something. There is somebody in the building who's a Scrotum Grinder fan, isn't it? Isn't it? What's his name?
Rory.
Rory, okay. Well, he'll be very pleased with this. It's quite short, actually, must be said. Blood and Tongue, this is from the LP on Prank Records, the greatest sonic abomination ever. And this is from Costa Mesa, California, F-.